Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, when she was a girl, pregnant and unwed, with this cockamamie story of being the mother of God by the power of the Holy Spirit revealed to her by the angel Gabriel, which her friends and family were just, let's say, a little hesitant to buy into, could she have expected this? When Joseph insisted on keeping her as his betrothed, and he took her with him to Bethlehem to be counted in the Roman census, did she envision this? When they brought their 40-day-old baby to the temple for the rites of presentation and her own purification, and the white-haired Simeon added the footnote to his prophecy, "A sword will pierce through your own soul as well," did she picture this? When she and Joseph anxiously searched through extended family for their missing 12-year-old, only to find him and his word, "Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business in my Father's house?" Did she understand that the crucifixion is the end? When they were at the wedding in Cana, and she received a polite rebuke for asking him to deal with the drought of wine, did she think that she was 3 years from seeing it when she heard rumors of his actions in the temple to manufacture a whip and drive out the otherwise peaceful merchants selling animals for sacrifice? Did she think that it would culminate in this? When she followed on the way from Jerusalem to Golgotha, did she think that the trip would be so final and so irreversible? Mary, we might ask, did you know? How could she? We in the Lutheran faith, we have this Book of Confessions. We've talked about it before, the Book of Concord. And it's the distillation of everything that the Scripture would have us know about Jesus, about our faith, about justification. And in this Book of Concord, these Lutheran confessions, we find a very clear idea that if you refuse to call Mary the Mother of God, and that's to say that Mary, who is this God-bearer, is the Mother, then you're a heretic. It's a heresy called Nestorianism, and you're no Christian. In the 4th and 5th century, this Nestorius, he wanted to defend the divinity of Jesus. It started out with this really lofty idea, defending Christ's divinity. So he argued against the humanity of Jesus, and specifically that Mary could not possibly be the mother of God. She must merely be the mother of the human part of Jesus, because no woman can give birth to God, right? Wrong. She actually is the mother of God, and it's necessary for us to say so, because God and man are inseparably one in the person of Christ. God has a mother. But beware, if you confess Mary to be the mother of God, you're going to risk all personal security. Because if what Mary bore in her womb is truly God, this is going to undo all of your excuses about God. If the one who is for 9 months a zygote, a blastocyst, an embryo, and a fetus, then you can no longer claim that unborn children aren't truly people. If the one who inhabits his mother's womb for 9 months is truly God, your pious pretensions that a mother can freely choose to abort her unborn babies are sinful and wrong. If Mary is the mother of God, then children, all children, are truly a blessing from God, to be received without reservation, no matter how they came into this world. And if what this woman has born in her body is truly God, then God is truly man, and man's only hope for salvation is in the offspring of the woman. If the man she bears is truly God, then men have hope. If she gives the eternal second person of the Trinity flesh, then all those of you who have human flesh have also a Savior. But no one, or I should say almost no one, wants this woman to be the mother of God. Different groups out there, a lot of them Protestants, shy away from calling Mary Theotokos, which is just a big Greek word that means mother of God, God bearer. Because to say that what she bore in her womb, the same substance as was born in your mother's womb, is the person of Jesus, who is truly God. It's to admit that your flesh, on which you rely for so many daily tasks, is not up to the task of doing the works that God requires. To call Mary the mother of God is to say that your flesh, with all of its inclinations to be your own God, to reject the name of God, to refuse the Sabbath rest in the Word weekly, to dishonor and disobey parents and other authorities, to harm your neighbor's life and body, marriage, property, and reputation, be discontent with what our Father, Heavenly Father, gives. It's not simply weak. Our flesh is an abject failure. If Mary bears in her womb the second person of the Trinity, then you must look for hope and salvation outside of yourself. She is the mother of God. In her womb, and thereafter, God is man. God has been a zygote, a blastocyst, an embryo, a fetus, a baby, a toddler, a boy, an adolescent, a teenager, a young man, and a man. And if you are or have been any of those, then your hope can only be in Him. Behold the man. Behold the man. He calls her woman, his mother. But the one who hangs dying on the cross is not merely her son. He's also her Savior, your Savior. And He exists to save all people, including you, from their sins. This is Mary's son, who was appointed for the rising and the fall of many in Israel, who is the salvation of Israel and Gentile alike. Behold the man, the promised seed of the woman sent to crush the head of the serpent who since the fall has enslaved all mankind. Behold the man who redeems all men. Behold the man who cared enough to use his dying breath to care for his mother. Behold the man who cared enough to use that dying to save her and you. Behold the man, your brother of the flesh. And you, beloved, behold also your mother, the bride of Christ, your mother, His church. From her womb, the font, He has given you new life. He's caused you to be reborn through water and spirit. Behold your mother, in whose care you receive forgiveness day after day. Behold the only place where your sins have rich and full forgiveness. Behold the man who redeems men in this place and instruments of His church. Mary truly is the mother of God. And God is truly the Savior of sinners. He is man, your brother, your flesh. And He alone can offer Himself on the cross for the forgiveness of sins. Mary could never have expected this, nor could you. This man is God. This God is man dying for you. Behold the man. Behold your Savior. Behold your salvation. Behold your God. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.